Hello and welcome back. This is video number 7, and we're going to dive right in and talk about setting up your autoresponder series. So once you create a list, you need to set up an autoresponder within GetResponse. Now, understanding how an autoresponder works is actually more important than understanding the technical parts. The technical is actually very easy. Understanding how an autoresponder works is crucial because then it doesn't matter if you're using GetResponse or any other service, this can actually cross different platforms, as long as you understand the concepts. Now, an autoresponder allows you to choose when you email your subscribers, the time zone, all of that. Now, a very common question that we have seen is, when should you email your subscribers? Or even how many times should you email your list? And while I can't give you an exact answer, I can say that it really depends on your audience. If you've done the proper demographic research and you understand somebody's typical day and all of that, then understanding when is the best time to email them is actually quite easy. Now, the beauty of GetResponse is that you can set it up to email them following the same time that they signed up, meaning you can catch them at the best time that they signed up. So let's say, for example, that one of your subscribers signed up on Wednesday at 3 p.m. What GetResponse will do is it'll actually detect that, and you could set that within your email autoresponder system and say, okay, email them every day at 3 p.m. or every week on Wednesday, 3 p.m. Now, you don't have to do that. You can actually set it up differently. You can set it up so that they receive an email every day, every other day, or once a day, and then you skip 2 days, and then you go 3 days. Or you can even set it up so that you only email them during Monday through Friday and you skip Sunday and Saturday. Now, the only time that you would want to do that is, let's say, for example, that you're a local business and or you know that your audience is not going to be available during Saturday and Sunday. So that's why it's crucial to understand when your prospect is actually near the email, they're near their desktop, they're awake, they're not working, and all of that. And like I said, you can email them based on time zone, which is great if you are reaching people globally. That said, what we have found, though, across the board in different niches is that we found that 10 a.m. or even 10:30 a.m. is to be the best time to email. What we found is weekends are also awful. And they're very awfully low in open rates, but they tend to be higher in quality click rates. Meaning, out of 1,000 people, you may normally get 400 people to open your emails during the week, but maybe during the weekend, you might only get 300. But out of those 300 people opening that email, they might click through at a higher rate. We can't give you a definite answer with that as well, because different niches are different. Another thing we found is that Mondays tend to be low, and that typically is because people are coming off the weekend, they're tired, and they, a lot of times, don't really want to check their email. They have to check their email, but they may not really want to check their email, or they're catching up on things, and they're really, really busy. But we found that often Tuesdays or Thursdays tend to have higher open rates. Now, if you want, you can go to Google and type in the best time to email your audience in a specific niche, and you might actually get that data. Because a lot of the email autoresponder services out there will actually collect this data and provide that to you. Like I said, at the end of the day, you don't really know. Unless you really know your audience and you know what their typical day looks like, you know, out of 1,000 people, the majority of people, they wake up, they go to work, they come back. Maybe during lunchtime, they are actually near the computer at 12 p.m. or even 11:30 p.m. You know that. And you know that they come back home. The best time to reach them maybe 7:30 or 8 p.m. during their time. So that's why understanding their typical day and what that looks like is so, so crucial. So now that I've covered some basics here, let's jump right in, go to GetResponse, and I'm going to show you how to set up an autoresponder series using the GetResponse system. So there are two different ways to create an autoresponder series. You can either go under email marketing and straight to autoresponders, or you can go the roundabout way if you're at the contact list section and go under contact list, go where we showed you earlier and select show autoresponders. But if you select that, you're essentially going to be sent over here. So it's just easier to go here. But I wanted to show you that just in case and you have a better idea on how to navigate GetResponse. So now that we're here, we can click create new and we're going to create a new autoresponder. So this was the new tests list one. And we could call this like survival meal. So this is obviously for you and you alone. Now on the list, we have to connect the autoresponder to the list. So we have to select this and then find the list, which is the new list one. So we're going to click this. And as you can see here, I went ahead and selected that. So you need to connect that too, otherwise it's not going to work. Now right here, this tells you, when do you want the first message to be received? So after they confirm that they are indeed real and genuine, then the next thing is, when do you want them to receive the email? Now, it's my recommendation that you immediately send them an email. So I would put day zero. And while that doesn't really make sense because it should be day one, that's how most autoresponders are set up. So day zero really means one, immediately. Day one usually means the next day, 24 hours after that. So that's that. You can send the message immediately with delay of. So if you select that, you could say, well, I want them to receive it maybe a couple hours later. So the way and the reason why you would need to do that is, let's say, for example, that you're a consultant and you get people signing up on your forms and you say to them like, okay, if once you sign up, we'll look through your details and if you're legit, we'll start sending you emails kind of deal. Or if it's a local business, you could specify that I only want to email on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we'll negate Saturday and Sunday. You could do that as well. So you could send immediately on these days and skip out on Saturday and Sunday. Now, if you're selling info products or software or anything that relies on emailing 24/7 and you don't really want to remove a certain day, you want to make sure that all the checkboxes are chosen. So now what we need to do is we can create the first email. So I'm actually going to dive further into this into the next video, but all you have to do is click create new email. And I'll create the first email here, and then we'll show you how to create the other emails in the future videos. But the message name is the name that will appear in the list of your messages. It's not going to be seen from your subscriber's point of view, but it's just there so that you know what that email is. So if we say survival kits email one, and that's just for us. The subject, of course, will be different. That's something that your subscribers will see. So you definitely don't want to put the message name. So we could say something like, welcome to survival. And then when you're done, you click on next. Now, I don't want to cover too much because we're going to actually show you that in the next video.